Chapter 20, Press Together.
The Lord's work is one, and His people are to be one. He has not directed that any one feature of the message should be carried on independently or become all-absorbing. In all His labors, He united the medical missionary work with the ministry of the Word. He sent out the 12 apostles, and afterward the 70, to preach the gospel to the people, and He gave them power also to heal the sick and to cast out devils in His name. Thus should the Lord's messengers enter His work today. Today the message comes to us in John 20, verses 21 and 22, "As My Father hath sent Me, even so send I you." And when He had said this, He breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Satan will invent every possible scheme to separate those whom God is seeking to make one. But we must not be misled by his devices. If the medical missionary work is carried on as a part of the gospel, worldlings will see the good that is being done. They will be convicted of its genuineness and will give it their support. We are nearing the end of this earth's history, and God calls upon all to lift the standard bearing the inscription, "Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." He calls upon His people to work in perfect harmony. He calls upon those engaged in our medical work to unite with the ministry. He calls upon the ministry to cooperate with the medical missionary workers. And He calls upon the church to take up their appointed duty, holding up the standard of true reform in their own territory, leaving the trained and experienced workers to press on into new fields. No word is to be spoken to discourage any, for this grieves the heart of Christ and greatly pleases the adversary. All need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. All should refrain from censuring and disparaging remarks and draw near to Christ that they may appreciate the heavy responsibilities which the co-workers with Him are carrying. Press together are the words of our divine instructor. Unity is strength. Disunion is weakness and defeat. In our work for the poor and unfortunate, we shall need to be guarded lest we gather responsibilities which we shall not be able to carry. Before adopting plans and methods that require a large outlay of means, we are to consider whether they bear the divine signature. God does not sanction the pushing forward of one line of work without regard to other lines. He designs that the medical missionary work shall prepare the way for the presentation of the saving truth for this time, the proclamation of the third angel's message. If this design is met, the message will not be eclipsed nor its progress hindered. It is not numerous institutions, large buildings, or great display that God requires, but the harmonious action of a peculiar people, a people chosen by God and precious. Every man is to stand in his lot and place, thinking, speaking, and acting in harmony with the Spirit of God. Then, and not till then, will the work be a complete, symmetrical whole.